بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما جاءهم موسى بآياتنا بينات قالوا ما هذا إلا سحر مفترى وما سمعنا بهذا في آبائنا الأولين.
Verse number 36. When Musa, peace be upon him, brought my clear signs to them, they said, "This is nothing but a lie that Musa has fabricated. We have not heard anything like it from our forefathers. If it had been true, we would have heard something of the sort among the nations that have passed before us."
وقال موسى ربي أعلم بمن جاء بالهدى من عنده ومن تكون له عاقبة الدار إنه لا يفلح الظالمون.
Verse number 37. And Musa, addressing Pharaoh, said, "My Lord knows of the truthful one, who has brought the guidance from him, may he be glorified. He also knows who will face a praiseworthy outcome in the afterlife. The oppressors will never succeed in achieving their motives and acquiring safety from their fears."
وقال فرعون يا أيها الملأ ما علمت لكم من إله غيري فأوقد لي يا هامان على الطين فاجعل لي صرحا لعلي أطلع إلى إله موسى وإني لأظنه من الكاذبين.
Verse number 38. Addressing the leaders from his people, Pharaoh said, "O leaders, I do not know of any deity for you except myself. So, O Haman, bake some bricks and build a tall structure for me so that I can look at the deity of Musa and acquaint myself with him. We believe Musa to be lying in his claim to have been sent as a messenger for Allah to me and my people."
واستكبر هو وجنوده في الأرض بغير الحق وظنوا أنهم إلينا لا يرجعون.
Verse number 39. Pharaoh and his armies became arrogant and sought to remain dominant in Egypt without any right. They denied the resurrection and thought they would not return to me on the day of judgment for accountability and requital.
فأخذناه وجنوده فنبذناهم في اليم فانظر كيف كان عاقبة الظالمين.
Verse number 40. So I seized him and his armies and threw him into the sea, destroying them by drowning them all. O messenger, ponder over what the outcome and ending of the oppressor was. It was destruction.
وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنصَرُونَ.
Verse number 41. I made Pharaoh and his people leaders, predecessors of the tyrants and misguided after them. By spreading to their disbelief and misguidance, they are calling to the fire. And on the day of judgment, they will not be helped by being saved from the punishment. Rather, the punishment will be multiplied for them because of the evil example of calling towards deviation they set. The consequences of their evil deeds and those of whoever followed them shall be decreed against them.
وأتبعناهم في هذه الدنيا لعنة ويوم القيامة هم من المقبوحين.
Verse number 42. And I followed their punishment up with another, which was humiliation and exile in the worldly life. And then, on the day of judgment, they will be distanced from my mercy and detested by me and my believing servants.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ الْأُولَى بَصَائِرَ لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ.
Verse number 43. Verily, I gave Musa the Torah after I had sent my messengers to the previous nations who were destroyed because they disbelieved. In this Torah were clear evidences and teachings showing people that which would benefit them and that which would lead to their harm. Therein was instruction towards goodness and mercy leading you to the good of both this world and the hereafter. Perhaps then they would contemplate over the bounties of Allah upon them, showing gratitude and believing in Him. Beneficial points. 1. Tyrants and oppressors have a habit of rejecting the truth with specious arguments. 2. Oppression is a means to loss. 3. Arrogance prevents following the truth. 4. Ostentatious people, suffering a bad outcome, is from the customs of the Lord of the worlds. 5. Falsehood has its leaders, callers, different guises and manifestations.
وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الْغَرْبِيِّ إِذْ قَضَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى الْأَمْرَ وَمَا كُنْتَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ.
Verse number 44. O Messenger, you were not present on the western side of the mountain from Musa's perspective when I completed the matter of sending Musa as a messenger to Pharaoh and his people. You were not present to know of that incident, so you could relate it to people. So what do you relate to them is only due to Allah's revelation to you.
أنشأنا قرونا فتطاول عليهم العمر وما كنت ثاويا في أهل مدين تتلو عليهم آياتنا ولكننا كنا مرسلين.
Verse number 45. However, I created nations and other creations after Musa, and a long time passed, due to which they forgot the covenants of Allah. You were not a resident of Madian, reciting my verses before them, but I sent you as a messenger, of my own accord, and revealed the incident of Musa and his residing in Madian to you, which you then related to the people.
وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الطُّورِ إِذْ نَادَيْنَا وَلَكِنْ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ رَبِّكَ لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أَتَاهُمْ مِّنْ نَذِيرٍ لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا مَّا أَتَاهُمْ مِّنْ نَذِيرٍ قبلك لعلهم يتذكرون.
Verse number 46. Neither were you present at the side of Mount Sinai when I called out to Musa and revealed whatever I revealed to him, so that you could relate that to the people either. Rather, I sent you as a mercy from your Lord to the people, and I revealed that incident to you, so that you could warn a nation to whom no messenger had come prior to yourself. Perhaps they would take heed and believe in whatever was brought to them from Allah, May he be glorified.
ولولا أن تصيبهم مصيبة بما قدمت أيديهم فيقولوا ربنا لولا أرسلت إلينا رسولا فنتبع آياتك ونكون من المؤمنين.
Verse number 47. And if a divine punishment were to afflict them due to the sins and disbelief they were upon, they would have argued, "Why did you not send a messenger to us? So we could have followed your ayat and acted upon them, and have been from the true believers who follow your commandments. If it was not for that, we would have hastened the punishment. However, we delayed it so that we may be excused by sending a messenger to them."
فلما جاءهم الحق من عندنا قالوا لولا أوتي مثل ما أوتي موسى أولم يكفروا بما أوتي موسى من قبل قالوا سحران تظاهرا وقالوا إنا بكل كافرون.
Verse number 48. So when Muhammad came to them as a messenger, they said, "Why has Muhammad not given miracles proving his messengership, similar to what Musa was given in the hand, staff, and the Torah, which was revealed at once? O messenger, say to them, refuting them, did the Jews not reject what Musa was given previously? And they said regarding the Torah and the Quran, both are sorcery, each supporting the other. And they also said, I reject both the Torah and the Quran.
قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِكِتَابٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ هُوَ أَهْدَى مِنْهُمَا أَتَّبِعْهُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Verse number 49. O Messenger, say to these people, if indeed you are truthful in your claim that the Torah and the Quran are sorcery, bring a book, revealed by Allah, which is better in guidance than the two. If you bring forth one, I shall follow it.
فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنِ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِّنَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Verse number 50. And if they do not take up your challenge to bring a book better guiding than the Torah and Quran, know for certain that their rejection of the two is not based on any proof. It is only a result of following their own desires. There is no one more deviant than the one who follows his desires without guidance from Allah, may he be glorified. Allah does not grant a nation who wrongs itself through disbelief in Allah, opposing his messengers, and countering the truth that comes to them from Allah with falsehood, the ability to be guided. Beneficial points. 1. The messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, does not know the unseen, ghaib, except that which Allah has informed him of. 2. Knowledge erodes over a long period of time. 3. The people of falsehood have no legitimate excuse. 4. The Jews disbelieved in the Torah and the Quran. 5. The disbelievers are challenged with bringing forth anything which is better in guidance than the revelation of Allah to his messengers. 6. The disbelievers deviated due to following their desires, not due to following evidence.